This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora te whanau, talo fa lava, ahlan o masahlan, ni hao, kamlo, yuvla everyone, wanakam, heili khoshamadi, konnichiwa, annyeonghaseyo, ulawinaka, malolele.
The Dunedin Multicultural Council is a non-profit organisation that works to support the multi-ethnic communities in Otipoti.
Since many of our members are migrants, we focus on providing opportunities to get to know people and develop new skills.
Set up networks and links with the wider community of Dunedin.
We are all children of one planet. Come and celebrate the power of unity and diversity with us.
We'd like to welcome you to Dunedin Multicultural Council On Air. It's a pleasure to be with you on our weekly show, which is on Tuesdays, every Tuesday at 6 o'clock. I'm very privileged to have in the studio one of our committee members, executive committee members from the Dunedin Multicultural Council, Matthias James. Welcome.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you for welcoming me. And it's a privilege for me to participate in the Multicultural Council, OAR show.
Tell me, Matthias, where are you from?
I am from India, Peter. I am from Tamil Nadu. I am from a place called Vellore. That's in Tamil Nadu. That's where I came from.
And what brought you here to Dunedin? How did you end up here being in Aussie-Porty?
The reason is my wife got job at the Dunedin Public Hospital. So therefore, we have to move straight to Dunedin. It was in 2004. And, we settled. We don't want to go anywhere. So we are living in Aussie-Porty.
And tell me, when did you first join up with the Dunedin Multi-Ethnic Council back then?
Yeah. So I know about the Multi-Ethnic Council because the place I worked as a coordinator, in a church, there people comes and meet every Friday. It's called Women Across Culture. So that's how I... And even before that, I know one of the Tamil person, Rosie, she was the president when I came. So I know the Multi-Ethnic Council for more than 18 years. I joined the Multi-Ethnic Council in one of the AGM, because sometimes I go to AGM, sometimes not. One AGM, I came to the AGM, to the Multicultural Council, and then they prompted me to get involved in the executive position.
And what year was that?
Maybe five, when, I don't know, at that time, what's his name? Paul Mack was the president. He was not the president. When he stepped down from the president, so Lux took the president role.
It's Luxman Salvinson, who was our past president. So what did you join the council?
I know about ups and downs of Multicultural Council, but at that time it was in a good hand. So I thought it's the best to get into the council, as they prompt me to come and join. And after that, we did a lot of wonderful job, maybe for 5 years or something like that.
And this is a question I've asked everyone in our committee members. It's like, what do you want to see, or what going forward into the future with the council?
Yes. It's not for only a set of people. I want to see all the cultures, including European, Maoris, Pacific people, and other ethnic communities join together and to create an harmony and integration among themselves, and to enjoy the Aussie-Porty lifestyle.
Being part of the Multicultural Council, I've said this in other interviews, I joined because of my mother.
Yeah, I know that.
Who was on the council, and I remember, the first time I came to a meeting and they were talking about the name change that was at Araiteuru in 2021, and then I became... I think later on that year, or maybe the following AGM, I got voted on.
I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's always changing, isn't it? Every year it changes.
Yeah, it changes, it's all based on the leadership and, what we need at that moment for the multi-ethnic council or cultural council, whatever it is. I don't know. But what we need, first we need to create oneness among the people. That is our most priority, There will be some ups and downs, but, you know, we are encouraging people to come out of their boundaries, you know, and engage with one another. We create an opportunity for them to do that, you know, but still it has to mobilize among the community.
I'm thinking about the Indian community because we're both kind of connected to it. My father's Indian and my mother's Pacific Islander. But I know from being from our Indian side, Indians tend to keep to themselves.
Yeah, not only Indians, some of the even Chinese.
Yeah, the bigger communities. Because they're some of the biggest ethnic groups in Dunedin, Chinese and Indian.
Even Filipinos.
Yeah.
They want to keep themselves in
themselves.
Yeah.
And how I was finding out more was when we go to Indian events, there's only Indian music.
Yeah.
And when I got asked by the Indian Association to bring some performers, and I brought Africans and Islanders and, Ashkon's Iranian.
Yeah.
And another one of my clients who's English. Yeah. And but they were the only ones that weren't Indian. And I said to them, I said, this is a multicultural event.
Yeah.
And there's only Indians here. And they said, yeah, we know, Peter. And I said, well, no, I said, there's no problem. But I just think that maybe we should use more, you know, get involved with other cultures here because it's an open up.
We need that sort of thing, you know. That was, I know, I said earlier, you know. Everyone wants to stay in their boundary. I think they are feeling comfortable, but because they don't have any experience engaging with other people, if they engage with other people, then, you know, then I don't know whether it's a barrier or shyness or uncomfortable feelings. That have to go in this country. Because you are a New Zealander, then you have to think it's nothing to do with India or China or whatever country you came from. You have to think we are New Zealanders.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's what opened my eyes, being in Dunedin Multicultural Council, as part of my role, was helping people come out and connect them with the others. So like you said, I'm not sure whether they were just embarrassed or shy or didn't know anyone. And like we made those videos that had like 16 different, our last video had 16 different cultures, but I don't think they would have had to got to play with or perform with those people if we hadn't brought them together with the Multicultural Council. And I think like you said, that oneness is but part of our role with the Multicultural Council, into different organisations and saying, hey, collaborating with other groups, and maybe they can enhance your experience living here in Otipoti.
And you feel comfortable, you know, and also respect one another, you know, and also you know about the other cultures, you know, because when you get along with other people only, you know about their cultures, then there is a way of respecting each other, you know. It is attached to their culture. For an example, Japanese, they bow down. So in India, they will fold two hands. You know, that just greeting, you know. Everyone has got their own. When you go to Maori culture, then they have a wongi. So, you know, the greeting, that's all. Only when you come out of the boundary you can learn those simple things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I learned things from Lux when he was president, because I mean, I've been vice president, this is my second term. Yeah. And then he said to me I knew about Indian women, because of my aunties. Yeah. And I also know about Pacific women, because they're very, very different.
Yeah.
The opposite love of my Indian relations, like I said, just clasped hands or put your hand on. And there was no touching or shaking hands. But with my the Pacific Islanders, grab you and kiss your face. Then that's your uncles.
Yeah.
That's not even your aunties.
Yeah, that is.
The men will come and will kiss the other men on their heads or on their face. And Luck was saying to me, he goes, Peter, with Muslim people, he was telling me, put your hand on your heart.
Yeah.
On your chest. So it was really good thing for me to learn. And I suppose too, when you talk about Māori doing the hongi, I know some people can be quite uncomfortable from coming from cultures that don't touch.
They have to know first what the cultural greetings, you know.
But I think it's going to work both ways too.
Understand,
you know, that if some people seem like, people go, oh, that's not very polite, they never shook my hand. But you go, oh, I understand from the Indians. And so it's like even New Zealanders at first might have to understand too that some people or some women won't touch you because it's
that is true.
It's against your religion or their culture. So it's just understanding and being having empathy for those people and understanding that oh, there must be a reason why they're not touching me.
That's based on the culture.
Yeah, we're coming to the end of the year now, and we with the programs that we do have running at the moment with the Dunedin Multicultural Council, I brought this up. We've got our Heart and Soul program. We have this radio program, Dunedin Multicultural Council on air. Oh, just about that Heart and Soul too. That was started by. Did you ever meet Bev?
Yeah, I met Bev. She was one of the president previously.
Yeah.
I know her for a quite long time because the place I worked in a church, that was the hub for, you know, in those days, for the people when the newcomers comes. It's part of a Dunedin City Council, and they used to conduct a workshop or seminar for the newcomers in the church, so all these agencies will come there and they will give a speech what they are doing, like, you know, police, ORC, DCC, and even Dunedin, at the time, multi-ethnic council, and, you know, a lot of different agencies, they will come and give a talk and encourage people to know what's going on in Dunedin. So at that time, I come to know Beverly. She is the president of the Multicultural Council.
It was only recently that I found out she was the one that started Heart and Soil.
Oh, okay. That's wonderful.
Yeah, and it's still going now. It's probably one of our longest running programs. And we still have Chai and Chat.
Yeah, Chai and Chat.
Yeah, yeah. So
that is good because last time Margarita said 60 people turned up. That is wonderful.
Yeah. Just for those who don't know, Chai and Chat is a women's group we have, which is run on Fridays at the community house?
Yeah,
Community house, yeah.
In on Princess Street. Street.
Yeah, and that's for women from all ethnic groups that they can attend and talk about and share stories and talk about living here in Dunedin, in Aotearoa. So we've also... Lux, our past president, started a program called Men with Mana.
Yeah.
Which we bringing back, which is another program we have where men cook together and bringing men together to discuss things, family things, relationship things, bringing up their children in a new country and, you know, maybe adopting new New Zealand ways of doing things and, you know, helping out their families and helping each other, and do that through cooking food, which is quite a good program. So,
It is a wonderful program because that also based on culture. Some cultures they expect women to cook, so that is the reason we won't, because both are working means it's a very stressful for women to do all the jobs. So the Men with Mana, we are helping the people to learn cooking and change that, you know, I mean, take away the stress from the wife. That is one of the wonderful things.
Yeah. And I remember we were talking too, we had conversations about family violence too, where men were, where women were below the men in certain cultures and countries that they came from. And that thing of equality, being equal, you know, coming into a country like New Zealand where men and women are supposed to be equal.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So it's quite interesting. Oh, well, Matthias, thank you for being on our program today.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you for this privilege once again. It is wonderful to demonstrate what I felt about Multicultural Council. Thank you.
Thank you for being with us. And we're going to end our program with a song that was written for the Dunedin Multicultural Council. Dunedin Multi-Ethnic Council, which was done by high school kids, we call it the Oti Porti Diversity Song. And it has 9 different kids from schools all around Oti Porti. And so that was 2022, yeah, so that's 3 years ago. So they were probably at high school, they're probably in college now or university. So take care. And we'll see you next Tuesday on Otago Access Radio 105.4 FM.
This program was produced for Otago Access Radio 105.4 FM.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.